Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we wrap up the first week of talking about and praying about living as one who overcomes, we've been looking at a variety of topics. Some things that God says that we can and ought to overcome, and some ways that He tells us that He helps us to overcome. And today we're going to talk specifically about overcoming oppression. And He not only gives us information about that, as we think about the Christmas season that we're in, one of the things about Jesus was that He came and was prophesied and called one who would come and break the bonds of oppression. Now, obviously, those that were living in His day, some of them had a different idea of what that meant and what that looked like. And I think the same is true today. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, God says, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter, and he will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father." That little insert in the verse and in the statement sounds rather harsh, to me at least. And yet, when you consider that is often what happens from the powers that be within the world, that they rule with an iron scepter, they smash and they destroy, they oppress. To realize that God says that the one who overcomes, that faithfully does His will to the end, will have authority. Those that have oppressed for so long will they'll get what's coming to them. They'll find themselves on the other side of things. Their rejection of God, their oppression of God's people will come to an end, and the authority that has been given Jesus, He says He will share with those that are His. And for me, at least, I think when we recognize that the primary oppression that we live under is the oppression of sin, the bonds of oppression that were broken by Jesus was that long-term oppression that sin brings about. And the oppression that we normally think of, that we normally experience or see others experience, has at its roots a sinful nature of a person somewhere. And so it's through this idea of consistently pursuing the will of God, not simply to know it. We're pretty good at filling our minds with education, with facts, with information. It's the application, it's the practice of doing God's will. And I recognize we stumble. There are times where we know what God's will is, and for whatever reason, we find ourselves doing something different. And I believe God understands that. I believe he looks at the heart and the intent, and he continues to offer grace and mercy. As Paul would say, not as a license to keep on ignoring his will, but as a way to start fresh. The Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. We can start fresh with a renewed pursuit of doing his will. And the idea that this messenger of God comes to Paul with this message for the churches and says, to the one that overcomes and does the will of God to the end. Sometimes the overcoming is simply an overcoming of the temptation to quit, the temptation to give up, the temptation to take a shortcut, to ignore God's will, to ignore what we know he said in his word. And the oppression of sin, however it shows its ugly face in our life, is able to be overcome by a continual pursuit of doing the will of God. And even when it looks like the oppressors of this world are winning, they don't. Their victories are temporary and end up being very hollow at best. And I believe in the midst of the greatest difficulties, I think of stories that come out of the Holocaust. Stories of great faith. As people who trusted God stood up to the oppressors of their time. And even when it cost them their life, would pass on to their children, to their relatives, to anyone who would listen the path to victory, the path to overcoming oppression. I think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his work and his life effort to not only for himself but for people all across the nation to overcome the oppression caused by laws and policies set up to create different classes of people. And that continual pursuit . And I believe he's the one that's credited with the statement that hate is too heavy of a burden to bear. And that by overcoming oppression, he chooses love. You see, many times the oppression seems like it's from the outside, but when those that would do the oppressing get to us, it almost as if it turns and the oppression becomes an internal thing. And until we let go of it, release the power that it holds over us, pursuing the will of God. God's will is that we love our enemies. We do good to those who persecute us. You see, when we do that, the power of those oppressing us diminishes. Today, as we spend time praying, I suspect that every one of us has something in our life, whether currently or in the recent past or distant past or coming up, that feels like an oppressive situation. That may, by all definitions of the term, be such. And we see no way out. No way to overcome. God says there is a way. Remain faithful in pursuing His will. The bonds of oppression may not be broken in the immediate time that you might want it to be, in the time that I would want it to be. Sometimes we work in an oppressive work environment. Sometimes we live in an oppressive home environment. And I'm not talking about enduring mistreatment and abuse when there's a way out. I'm talking about the heaviness of life and overcoming it by faithfully pursuing God's will and doing it and finding that you are one that's given authority with Jesus. And those days of oppression, those feelings of being under the weight of the world are suddenly removed. And when we choose, even in the midst of situations that are seemingly unbearable, to live with a renewed attitude, and if there's no way out, to treat those that oppress you as God would have you treat them, knowing that whatever we deal with is, well, it's temporary. And many times, we have ways that may be difficult, but ways to deal with the oppressors of this world. But I would caution myself, I would caution every one of us to always keep those ways in context with God's Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, that You've given us Your Son, You've sent Him to break those bonds of oppression, the oppression that sin has introduced into our life, into our world. God, today I pray specifically for the oppression that we experience that really becomes about as a result of our own actions and decisions, our own choices that are sinful. We don't like to admit those. We don't like to talk about those. And yet they exist. And may we live as those whose bonds of the oppression of sin have been broken, that would have no hold on us, and that our life would be different. But Father, there are times where we live under the oppressive nature of others. Father, give us the courage to continue to be faithful to your word, to the will that's expressed within your word, and how we treat those who mistreat us. May we be careful that we're not using it as a license to allow them to harm us or to mistreat us in ways that we can avoid and get out from under. But Father, in situations where the oppression is more subtle, help us to continue to love. Perhaps it's something that we can't remove ourselves from in a right and way or in an immediate way. May you continue to protect and watch over those that are caught. May you help them know freedom from their oppressors. And whether they're living in an oppressive environment, in an oppressive nation, or in an oppressive home, whether their oppressors have taken them captive or simply they're in an oppressive environment that they walk into themselves, may your grace abound in not only helping them to overcome the bonds of oppression, and but may your light shine in the lives of those that are oppressing others. And God, as we have opportunity, may we speak truth into the situations that are filled with oppression. May we continually seek to share the good news that has the ability to transform even the worst of the oppressors. I think of Saul as he travels around persecuting Christians and having them killed and oppressing anyone who would claim the name of Jesus. And how his encounter with you transformed and changed him into a preacher of the gospel, the Apostle Paul. Father, may we not give up on your power to change lives. God, today I pray that those that are living under an oppression that they're able to escape from, that you would show them the way to do so. That in enduring mistreatment, that has a way out, is not always a noble thing. But Father, I know there are many in this world that are living under an oppression that there really is no immediate escape from. I pray that you would help us to continually lift them up. And not just lift up those that are being oppressed, but that we would lift up those that are doing the oppressing, that you would change them. Their hearts would be softened. They would see the destruction that they're leaving behind by their actions and their words and their policies. But Father, for all of us, that we would know that in you we will overcome. And so help us to continually pursue and do your will. That we would know that what awaits for your children is a shared authority. God, today may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.